is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, pouring cats and dogs outside.
Yeah.
And shockingly enough, I remembered your question that you asked me.
Okay.
And it's crazy because kind of like your cards and everything, you know, that we were talking about before, it's to each his own, okay? The things that I have and I've accumulated, and I just picked up another game jersey from a Buccaneer friend of mine, and I've always been cool either way, but to me personally, I liked the best until 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago.
What happened 4 years ago?
My granddaughter came into the world. And so my thinking is I'd like to pass some of this stuff down to her, not to my kids, but to my granddaughter. You know, I think it'd be cool not to have two Randy, but then again, it would be cool because that's my name and that's her grandfather, but she doesn't call me that, you know, so... It's weird once you pass the children's stage onto the next stage.
And it makes a lot of sense. And I think, you know, a lot of it in the beginning, I know for me, was always personalized. But now, recently, I don't even collect memorabilia of any kind.
Yeah, I don't. I get very little.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't even have autographs. I mean, I asked for like drum snare to be signed by Mickey D, just because it was cool that he was in the restaurant. I got to cook for him. And it was a different industry than, you know, fighting or baseball or whatever. So. I don't know anything about musicians, so I thought it was really cool.
And here's the best part. They don't know anything about you. and I really like that. I am going to listen, you know, to one of Trevor Peek's things. I was going to say, I love the accent. I love the, awesome. You know, the southern, but he's Auburn. Now, my brother's Alabama. So out of loyalty, you know, I've supported Alabama. But I could care less.
Did your loyalty play change now?
To what?
Well, you said in the beginning of the show that you told a friend of yours that his only loyalty is to who gives him his son the best option,
right?
The next best thing.
Sure.
So it erases that loyalty of a 4-year program or a longer tenure with a coach when both sides are just looking for the best opportunity, best money, best instant gratification. It takes away that sense of loyalty.
But it's hard for both sides to be loyal when the other side isn't loyal, you know? So these players at a high school level, at a college level, at a pro level, you know, they sign a whatever deal. And then a year later, coach moves on or coach gets fired, you know, or tell me that year or two that players didn't go to Alabama because of Bear Bryant.
Sure.
You know, tell me they didn't go to Florida State because of, you know, whoever.
Right, Michael Irvin or, you know.
Well, I'm not I'm not saying the necessarily the players just yet. I'm saying that coaches. Player goes to that school because of that coach.
Right.
Whatever his name is that was the baseball coach or the football coach at Florida State, and then he gets his dream job.
Right.
The coach that was at UCF when UCF won the national title. Just ask him. And, you know, he got offered, and it's a smaller school, and everybody knows you start at those smaller schools to get the bigger, better jobs. You know, we get all that. They get all that. But, you know, you go to UCF because of that coach, and then he gets offered whatever it was.
Right.
And he leaves because that's his alma mater. I think it was Nebraska.
So that's what – but that's not just specific to sport. It's anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happening in society right now is that there is no loyalty because no one's there long enough to build it or establish it. I remember going to Denver and everything I saw with John Elway, Otto, John Elway, Ford, John Elway – When a marquee player would come to the city and sign, the whole city represented that star player. Now they're not investing in that money and the buildup because he's gone next season or two seasons.
But I will disagree because I'm in some chat rooms and whatever, and there's some Buccaneer fan, you know, fan whatever they're called, pages. And they're saying the exact opposite. They're like, we don't even care who the player is. You know, we support you while you're here. Uh-huh. You're a Buccaneer. And then once Gerald McCoy left, you know, Gerald McCoy,
that's an interesting
everybody, well, again, it's that they're the fan of the team,
right,
not the player, where I'm the exact opposite. I'm the fan of the player, not the team. Now, some of the players that came to Tampa I met because of this radio show and whatever. When Aaron Stecher left and went to New Orleans, absolutely, I was a fan of Aaron Stecher. I rooted for him. And one of the stories that I have told, and I always do this, it's Steve, Y'all ladder stories, Randy. So Aaron Stecher is returning a kick. I don't remember if it was a punt or a kickoff. I don't remember. It was probably a kickoff. And it rolled under Aaron's legs. So he kind of pooched it, went through his legs. He turned around, he picked it up, and he returned it for a touchdown. And under the table, I kind of clapped, you know, because I don't show that. But, well, and I'm doing something that I believe I haven't done before, which if you're going to BKFC next whatever day it is, Friday, you will see my logo on Travis Thompson's banner.
Yeah.
It's also on his car, too, it's on his banner. And he asked me, hey, are you – and I thought about it because I don't want to ever show
–
Right, you know, sure. Because of what we do. But if I was going to do it for anybody, and I understand he's fighting somebody I also consider an acquaintance.
Yeah.
Travis is more a friend.
Sure.
But I would feel the same way, acquaintance, friend, non-friend, dead body, whatever. But I'm a fan of the athlete, not the team. I could care less about – I don't know any team I really care about.
And I think it is specific to individual, like you're saying. Travis Thompson is one of those guys. Like, I had the honor to corner him or a coach and be in his fight camp for the vertical.
He told me he still regrets that.
Travis and Ryan Reber were in the same fight against each other. Both coaches, both camps trusted me to be neutral in that regard. So I see what you're saying. Like, it's hard to show favoritism, you know,
right.
or anything that appears as favoritism. It doesn't even have to be real. People can just start rumors out of nowhere.
There was a referee that either did judge or was going to judge Clay Guida's fight, and he was on Clay Guida's fan page. So it didn't look good.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
There was just an NCAA basketball game where one of the referees has a master's from that school.
Oh.
And so they replaced him.
Wow.
You know, and whether you could or you couldn't, it's the appearance.
So are these things happening now because
the internet? That just happened.
Well, I know, but are they coming to light now because the internet and everything's so accessible for information? Has it always been going on? Has this been happening before technology like really exposes like cheaters?
I can't answer that, but you would think that somebody, you know, the excuse always is, oh, I didn't think about it. We didn't look at it. Well, you're looking at this bio. When you hired them as the referee or the coach or whatever, some of these things are easy to find. I need to go get a massage. This hurts.
Or cardiogram.
do you know where your heart is?
Yeah, right around. Just move that stuff around.
Your heart is not in your back or your side. Yeah, this is not the heart is here, Chuckles.
Well. I can't see your heart. It's behind a wall of pasta.
Yeah.
But the Jesus diet will save you. Follow
Jesus,
the Holy
will you stop?
That's what I'm saying. Jesus, he had a diet plan for you. Water, fish,
I have so many responses, but I won't because I would be canceled.
And drink the water. Don't walk on it.
Didn't I say that to somebody earlier? But I drank more water the day before the colonoscopy than I think I have in a year.
Water will change your life. You'll have better thoughts. You'll be in a better mood. You'll be nicer to me.
Okay. All right. Two of those three things will happen.
Your skin will look better.
One, I have no interest in being nice to you.
Okay. That's not nice.
That's the point. I am always in a good mood. Always. No, I'm always in a good mood.
I've seen you at a road range.
Well, that's still not having a good – it's still being in a good mood.
He's the one driving. It's odd. It's odd when you're screaming from the back of the limo and it's like –
First of all, that never happened. I was 2 feet in front of about 15 alligators yesterday. 2 feet.
Yeah.
And the truth, when we went to take this picture and we all did it individually and then we did it, the three of us together. And the line that I did say to him, which is true, you don't have to be fast. You just have to be faster than – somebody else.
Yeah.
But when I got down on my knee to take this picture, I'm like, this is not a good idea.
Wow.
Because it's going to take me a second and a half to get up.
A minimum.
And it's only going to take him a half a second to eat my left leg. They took full chicken legs.
Drumsticks, right. That's
all drumsticks.
Yeah.
And crunched it like nothing.
So there's no fence or barrier? Like you're literally...
Well, for most people, there is.
Oh, but for you guys, you're 2 feet away.
Yeah.
That's brave.
Yeah.
Would you... Man... That's brave.
It was weird
that
even entered my mind. Now, it's a friend of the family who's the big shot at Gatorland. So we have carte blanche. We're going to do, you know, I'm going to take some friends. Let me know if your family wants to go.
Okay. Yeah,
not you.
Well, I'll be at the real Gatorland probably. I'll be in Gainesville. And I'll be back on stage introducing the Linsky Hope to the coaches.
For those people that are listening, we all don't care.
No, athletics, for the athletics, the high school level, it's great. Come on, Randy. You know it's a good thing. You just don't like it that it came from me.
I just don't like that you're involved. Well, it really brings it down. But the best part about you and the subject is it's break time. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Yo, this is Phil Baroni, the New York Badass from the UFC, and you're listening to Talk Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Experience the future of home comfort with Cool Breeze AC. Call them today at 727-954-3605 and let Mitch, Jimmy, and their team transform your living space into a haven of comfort. BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hey, what's going on? This is Tug McGraw, talking sports with Randy Harris. Hope you're listening in. Have some fun.
All right, we're back. I'm getting ready to possibly lose my life.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to
do? Leave you turned off?
Going to ride an alligator?
No. I told the wrong person that we would be here today.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to be out left in the dark.
Right.
And make the goose run to Clearwater.
I told you by mistake it was supposed to be Travis, I told. Okay. And so instead you showed up and Travis went to the radio station.
Well, it's good marketing. I mean, now that it has your logo and the GNAT logo, it's a lot of people going to be finding us that wouldn't have found us otherwise. As long as he's a good, responsible driver and not cutting people off in traffic.
Well, that's the best.
Because I would get that a lot at the restaurant. People call the restaurant, complain about the driving of the driver, and then they're like, oh, that's the owner. And, you know, it was embarrassing because I was supposed to lead by example, but I wasn't driving responsibly on I-4.
Back when I hit the van and it was logoed, somebody started yelling at me and I rolled the window down and they're like, well, we're going to call and let your owner know. I go, you do that. He's an idiot.
It's grumpy.
Go ahead and bitch to that guy and see if he cares.
Now, speaking of autographs we talked about earlier in the last segment, this one is Morella's first baseball, not autographed. So it just is marked so I would remember what it is. So does that devalue this ball? What about to anybody named Morella? Does it go up in value if you have a name?
No, but you know there was a guy that shockingly I have some heat with, and he buys and sells games, alleged game stuff.
Okay.
So he had one of a former Buccaneer friend of mine, John Gilmore, and it was signed to this guy. His name was Jake. And so I considered buying it. It was really dirt cheap. Game used, like $200 for a game jersey, but it was signed to Jake. But I wasn't 100% sure that Jake's going to make it to the wedding.
yeah, Jake is your future son-in-law. Potential.
Potentially,
those of you listening in.
Right. Potentially, he could be my son-in-law.
But does that devalue the gift of, like, if you just buy it because it says Jake on it, as opposed to, like, getting it from Jake to Jake, you know what I mean, like, for him? Because you have access to all these celebrities, athletes. You get memorabilia that we don't have access to. So is it more of, like, the personalization or just buying it from Marketplace?
I don't understand the question, but yes, somebody other than your daughter's name wouldn't want that baseball.
Well, I know, but like, let's say...
No, let's say it's an important ball. You know, let's say it's signed by Mickey Mantle. Let's say it's signed by Babe Ruth. There are people that wouldn't buy it because it's, you know, to Barry, best of luck, Babe Ruth. Now, I have a ball signed by Willie Mays to my uncle. So it's to Harry, blah, blah, blah. Which, honestly, it didn't mean, you know, it's my uncle. My uncle was cool. My uncle was me on steroids, meaning he was the cat's meow. Very famous in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame in Pennsylvania. Interviewed presidents, entertainers. When he passed away, I think I've told you before, you know, stacks and stacks of birthday cards from Lucille Ball and Bob Hope and the Jerry Lewis famous letter and et cetera, et cetera. You know, so it, the only way that it would mean anything, I would think, is if that name meant something. So say it wasn't, or that Jake, you know, it wasn't signed to Jake, my potential son-in-law, if he makes it to November. But it was to Jake. So still on the wall, it's still kind of cool. But to each his own.
Yeah, I mean, so different kind of collectors are collecting for different things. So when you're talking about next generation, like your granddaughter you mentioned earlier is four, does it change, like, if you're using it as an investment? If you're buying, if you're getting autographs signed to keep and for longevity, then you wouldn't want the name or personalization.
Right. If you're doing it,
shrinks the market of who you can sell it to. You can only have sell it to a Jake or a Morello, which is a Brazilian name. So there's none.
Well, you'd have to move to Brazil just to sell that $2 baseball.
I mean, this is a sweet baseball. I brought my whole gear today, Randy. Like, look, Babe Ruth pointed with his stick. I got a stick, right? This is.
Okay, for the 15th time, nobody cares.
Why?
Nobody cares the crap you brought.
Why? This is the show and tell. Remember school? Like when you used to, what was the best show and tell thing you ever did growing up? What did you take that you're passionate about?
Nothing.
Come on.
My grandfather.
I'll tell you a story.
I took my grandfather.
You took a dead man to a...
He wasn't dead when I was in the third grade. I
thought he was in an urn. I was like...
Now I'm the Undertaker. God, you're an idiot.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to replace you.
What are you talking about?
It's easy.
Yeah.
That hurts.
The only thing I like about this guy is when he says, you know, I'm sitting right here, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm like literally right across from you.
That is pretty funny.
Now,
which is why we say what we say.
But look at my hair. If the camera could see.
I don't care.
But I want to talk about social, like, change and culture now. Because Donnie Baseball from Evansville, Indiana, my hometown, was benched for not cutting his hair. There was four players on the Yankees that got benched. So today's world, you could never, as an organization, you can't tell these people. What?
Yes, you can.
They still have that control.
Absolutely.
In 2024, Mike Evans can't get a tattoo or a haircut or an earring or something that...
If it's in the contract, like with the New York Yankees, it's in the contract.
Okay.
It's not just something they randomly decide. That's their rule. If it's still in place, I know that it was, you couldn't have facial hair. You couldn't have extremely long. It's in the contract.
Okay.
So, yes, they can tell you to do it.
If you don't
like it, then don't sign the contract. You know, it's kind of my complaint about when you hold out and you want more. You sign the contract. It goes back to, you know, who you're loyal to and all that.
So what about when he took a stand against it? And you sat out the game, you know, after he was off the whatever suspension?
Should have been released. He should have been fired.
Wow.
Because you can't take a stand.
That's Donnie Baseball you're talking about. A legend. The L word comes into play here.
Debatable.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
No.
But should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Debatable.
Yeah?
You know, you'd have to really go back in stats.
Is it stats or is it only stats? Or are you going to go with, like, his contribution to the game? Because, I mean, Donnie Baseball.
What was his contribution?
He made it fun. He was rebellious. He was like, he stood up for himself. He stood up. Look, if his button says anything, it says... Stand up. Go to bat for yourself. Donnie Baseball, the visionary. That's what makes him a great coach.
What you do, I think the only thing that you should be required, you know, to get into a Hall of Fame, it doesn't matter to me what you do off the field. You know, as long as it's not against the law and a felony and all that crap. You know, we haven't even gotten into the controversy of the other day, of Monday night, of the LSU Iowa game.
For sure.
And the head coach of LSU, I even put a post up that I could not dislike LSU and the basketball team anymore.
Well, because they're too woke, right?
It's not that, you know, I don't care about all that stuff.
That's the movement.
It doesn't. As much as I've said this, you know, back when there was the kneeling and all this kind of stuff, and I changed my opinion, and you have a right to, then at least step up and say that's what you did. For the head coach, my opinion, for the head coach to say, oh, we didn't realize what time it was. Mm. We always do this, and we always go in. They're given a sheet of this is the schedule.
Sure.
You don't think when the national anthem was in the schedule. I mean, again, you don't want to come out for it, don't come out for it. And I don't like it, and I don't like you, but you have the right to do that. It's when you make up, oh, I didn't realize, I didn't, you know, and the whole controversy between the two female basketball players, they've come out and they said that they like each other. They like what each other's doing. They like this. And what I will support the other side, because I'm in the middle.
Okay.
Everybody hates me. Okay, because I piss off both sides.
That's how you become a star.
I'm down the middle. Okay, and I agree with people that said, well, when Caitlin does it, it's okay. And when, I don't remember her name, Gabby. When Gabby does, no, it's either that both is awful or both is okay. And it kind of falls under, you don't like it, stop it.
Yeah.
You don't like them, you know, somebody cheering or falling down or doing whatever in the end zone after a touchdown. I got an idea, stop them. Because they're not going to act like that right. If they don't score.
Absolutely.
Then again, and I've been very vocal about this too, you know, when they act like an idiot on the football field because they got a sack, they're losing 42-7. But, you know, Jim Johnson, Jim Smith, Bobby Jones just sacked the quarterback for his 6-yard loss. Scoreboard. It's not about, well, it's not about you, but I'm talking to a guy that it's all about him. You know, you made a tackle. Congratulations, dude. It's your job.
I know the controversy, but look at what the spotlight is putting on women's NCAA basketball. Did you ever think you would have this kind of star fanfare? I mean, I saw Travis Scott.
UConn.
Travis Scott come in.
UConn.
Dave Portnoy flew in on a private jet just to be there.
Portnoy bought tickets a long time ago because he saw the potential that it could be.
Yeah.
That dude has so much money, he don't care.
No question, right.
You know, so if he throws away 10 grand, 20, right. it don't matter. But yeah, there was this much hype. That big run with UConn, you know, undefeated seasons and all that kind of stuff. But no, from what I totally forgot about it and then went, well, I would say I went fishing. I went and watched these guys bow fish.
Nice.
You know, A, I don't like it. And these dudes, I don't remember who I talked to. We went to the gun range and we were going to talk about it with a guest that has since canceled.
Uh-oh.
So talking about Tampa Firearm Solutions, which is coming on board. And doing some cool things. We're going to bring fighters, athletes, celebrities, nice. Friends. So I don't know how you're going to get out there.
I could be the target.
You don't want to be the target here.
That could be your motivation to get healthy.
No. You don't want to
put me in the crosshairs.
You don't want to be.
I'm the bad guy.
You don't want to be the target.
You're
going to
get down that altar. Lickety split. You'll be. Did you see? Speaking of lickety split.
Hold on. What does that have to do with you being a dummy, being a target?
Usain Bolt's record just fell to a Jamaican speed runner. Like he just broke his all-time world record. I'll look it up during the break. But the world's evolving, Randy. People are getting faster. Sports nutrition. I mean, that was a question Dan had for Wes. Going back, would you change things knowing what you have or have access to? And his answer was, we did what we knew at the time. Same that bodybuilding did. The Olympic era, the golden era of bodybuilding, Schwarzenegger, that style of lifting doesn't work anymore because of the compression and injury.
All right, let me tell you what Wes would do different.
Okay.
First, probably nothing because that's Wes. But I would hope if you had the DeLorean and you could go back in time, and the reason that Mark Coleman would give me crap on a regular basis, like it was my fault, is Wes could have, should have, would have taken it more serious. You know, he enjoyed the run and, you know, he still practiced, he still trained, he still did all that. But I think if Wes did it like Travis, You know, like I offered Travis to go shoot with us. He can't.
Right. Right. He's very disciplined.
And I've always said, you know, you're here for a job. You're on the wherever. You're at the Apex. You're in New York City. You're in Tokyo. You know, do you want to go see this? We're going to go see something in Tokyo. But your job is make sure that you win on Saturday. You want to enjoy it. But if you enjoy it and lose on Saturday, it's a lose.
Yeah.
You know, because to progress your legacy, what you're doing, money, this, that, the other, you have to win. So it's a fine, fine line. And that would be what I'm sure Wes would say privately or maybe publicly, that taking it a little more serious, you know, maybe might have been the right thing.
Yeah, because Dan's talking about living in the Jackson Wink or
Jackson
that, and Albuquerque. And so I remember, like, Pat Miletich, it kind of felt like they had, like, a training camp like that where I envisioned, at least back in that era when I was young.
Oh, for sure.
It was like you would leave your family and go to, like, some kind of farm or hills or outdoor wooded, and you would train these like military style
and sleep there
and isolate from yourself, like Siberia, like Rocky U's, and you know, like, so, you know, that's what I kind of envisioned the MMA world to be like. But then, you know, now guys are just training, going as like a, you know.
That's not really true. I mean, a lot of them, you know, still go, like they just went to Bang, you know, to Ludwig, which, you know, we had the opportunity to go to before BKFC. Chris Lytle did a seminar there. Small gym, just a small area. And I felt like Navy, like back on the ship, because I want to say there was about 64 athletes in a 4x4 square mat.
What?
It's pretty hard to train on that.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I'm exaggerating a little.
Wow.
I'll bet you, and I'm not good on dimensions, maybe 12 feet by 10 feet. And there probably was 50 people.
Wow.
So it's not like you can do a whole lot.
Wow. You know, martial arts is going to grow in the future. Like, as people become more isolated with their technology, headphones and private space and germs and COVID, the feeling of jiu-jitsu, like grappling against another human, you can't get that sensation without that human touch. And I guarantee you, when people do it, it'd be so different than the apps and the technology that they're addicted to. And they'll fall in love with the process. And I think that's why David Vieira's new gym will thrive in the future, because people are looking for that lost connection that they used to have.
All right. With that said, trying to get a hold of Travis. I think he just left the Tan Talk Radio Network. Hopefully he'll get here in time. But right now, bottom of the hour, that means only 28 more minutes with this guy across from me. I can't wait. And then it's 2 weeks. This is even a reward. Not next week. The week after, before we have to do this again. All right. This is Knockout Radio.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
All right, you won the bet.
Yeah.
Well, that was Romero.
Yeah, right. Joel.
Yowl.
Yowl.
Yowl. All right. All right, so I'm going to go run to the restroom, and I'm going to sneak out.
Yeah, because you sent him on a wild goose chase.
No, I didn't send
it's
him.
It's like a snipe hunt. Remember snipe?
Oh, yeah. Didn't Randy send you the address?
He sent it to me. Right. Yeah. Clear.
Honestly, I meant to send it to you, and I sent it to him.
He dropped it. It was air delivered. He sent a pigeon.
Man.
But the guy on a horse.
I believe it.
The guy on a horse drove by. He's like, hey, we're at the AC place today. It was like Paul Revere.
No worry. I see where I stand.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. I get it.
What happened? You were saying what happened to your eye?
No, I had to go to the ophthalmologist for examine, but this, yes, barn.
Nice.
I don't care.
I think you do it on purpose just because it makes you look better than
look
you already
cool.
do.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me.
I'm a bad dude. Watch this.
When you walk around, it's cool.
No, the funny part is, like, people when you see got a shiner, you see got a black eye, most people, they kind of cover it up. They have their head down. That's because they got their ass kicked. Their butt kick.
That's a good perspective on it.
That's not the case. So
you earned it. It's a badge of honor.
I wear it with pride.
You want to see something cool?
What you got?
All right, so Wes Sims was just here.
I know. I saw.
Okay. So this is...
I have the same one.
Yeah, I do too. But you don't have this.
What do you have?
And I told Wes...
I'm going to when I steal it.
You Philly guys are the same. Yeah. So, you just take stuff.
All right, so I know that this is radio, but we'll describe it. It says Dixon.
Oh my gosh, no way.
This is from the movie.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he said this was in the first scene, the first fight. So this
my God.
This is Antonio Tarver's shorts.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
WBC in the back.
How much you want? Because I'll have Antonio sign them, too.
Well, that devalues it, and some people think that it brings the value of memorabilia down.
Because, no, I don't care about that. First of all, something like that isn't something that's going to be sold. Something like that would be something that stays in my possession.
But what if it's passed down to your kids and it's valuable to where they could sell it?
They can do whatever they want with it. But at the time when I get it, it's for me.
Would it be to Travis?
Yeah, that's what... So
I wouldn't do to Travis. I would have his name on it.
So that's what we were talking about.
But that's not because... I have a friendship with Antonio Tarver. He's a great guy. I don't want... Because, yeah, maybe one day you do need to sell it.
Well, no. What I said, Travis, it's not that I want to sell it. Like, I have some cool stuff as well. And I want to pass it down to now my granddaughter, not my son, not my daughter. And I'm torn because, yeah, it would say to Randy, even though she doesn't call me that.
Right.
But it would be cool just to have it to give to her down the road.
I absolutely agree.
Just shows you what Wes thinks of me that he left those shorts.
That's awesome. I think he had a pair for me, too.
Well, I don't know.
He doesn't know who I am.
Well, no, he got these from, I guess, the prop guy. Now, what's crazy is Antonio texted me back.
Did he really?
He goes, they look kind of big. And Wes is like, you wore them.
I'll take a picture and send them to him right now.
I already did it. Bad radio that we're doing, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you guys are from Philly. I'm just saying.
I told
you guys. You guys worship a fake boxer.
Okay. So
it's like a Muhammad.
I'm sorry, but I have to tell the story now because she actually just called.
But do me a favor, just shut up.
My ringer's off. Kelly just called my wife, and we went and saw the new Rocky when it came out, Rocky Balboa. So that's awesome.
Well, that's the photo I sent to Tarver.
So I go. You know, I don't remember how Adrian died. Like, I don't remember from was it number five? I was like, I have no clue what happened. She's like, well, why don't you just research? I said, what are you talking about? She's like, well, find out how she died in real life. I said, what the hell are you talking about? She's like, well, they have a statue, you know.
Well, we went to the gravesite.
Yeah, I know. But she's like, well, it's true, right? I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, Rocky's totally made up. Right. It's like, Rocky is what is the epitome of what a Philadelphian is. You know, that's who we are, what we do. We do not quit no matter what. And that's Rocky. That's what every Philadelphian is. So she's like, that makes no
every
sense.
Every one of us.
They have a statue. They have this, that,
now,
and the other.
Now I know.
I was like, wow.
Now I know why. Seriously? Now I know why. Now I know why Randy wants to claim that he's from there because he has a connection to it. His uncle, obviously, being a media. But no, I never liked Rocky. I never liked Rocky.
I know what you did there.
I never got into Rocky. I never watched I loved it. I never was inspired by it. I never liked it.
But your perspective,
you're a loser.
Your perspective, it changed my mind. Like your perspective on it about it, because there's not many cities where like a character can represent the embody of the people of it.
That's not true. It's not true. Well, I mean, yes, that's what Philadelphia stands for.
What was the
Tom Cruise move, the football, high school football movie from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
You could do it in Cleveland. You could do it in Boston.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I get what you're saying, okay. But not to the same.
I mean, I get it. You couldn't do, you know, Tyrone Boos, may he rest in peace, you know, even though he was from Hartford. You know, he lived in Clearwater. He trained in St. Pete.
You
know, but Tampa Bay is not Philadelphia.
You can't take this same elevation as Rocky Balboa and Philly. I mean, it's just you got to also realize the type of people we are too. Like we say what's on our mind, we do what we want, we say what we say. Like that's
any
just
other questions?
That's why he had three followers until last week. Yeah,
well, whatever.
No, it changed. It changed my total perspective. Now the next question. Do I have to start at one and go all the way through? Is the storyline is essential, or can I go straight to Rocky V and just like love it for what it is?
Yeah, no. I was going to say you could watch others, but you do need to watch one first.
If you want to know the storyline, like I know a lot of people. Like as a kid, I didn't really care. Like I wanted to just watch number four because that's Ivan Dragoff. That was the Russian. That was all that. All the crazy training.
I must break you.
Yeah, but it was the training. That was also, what was it, 96 or 97. Nah. We had a big blizzard like out in Philadelphia. So like I did all that Russian training and stuff because that's, I loved Rocky.
That is an
but
iconic scene.
Looking back, yeah, you absolutely should watch
one is where, you know, he's a nobody.
Yes.
You know, he's breaking bones and collecting gambling debts.
Yep.
And he just pulls them out because it's going to be, you know, the holiday and it's Philadelphia and the fight and this, that.
The one guy falls out, so Rocky gets the call to.
Right.
And
let's be honest, and Stallone has said this, you know, and we don't think about this, that what goes into picking the characters, like, could you imagine? Because I can't. Who else could have played Apollo Creed?
I know.
Like Carl Weathers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, to be honest, who could have played Rocky?
Played Rocky.
Right.
Exactly. Because they wanted someone else.
Right.
And he wouldn't do it.
So the story about Stallone is, you know, he was broke in real life.
As a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, he had nothing.
He sold his dog.
Right.
Living on the street.
And was offered good money for the script.
Great money.
And he said no.
Because he couldn't be that.
He wanted to play it. And they're like, you're awful. We don't want you. And he held out. Imagine if he didn't hold out.
Yeah.
A, would the Rocky series be what it is?
Right.
And B, would Stallone be what he is?
Wow.
Stallone, it got so big that he could do over-the-top, awful movie and nobody cared.
Yep. Yeah, he did.
He did over-the-top.
The funny part is I can't even think of those movies that they were that horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I know
throw
you throw
mama
from the train.
Yeah. From
But the arm wrestling in the cinema
over the top.
Is just the best.
It's funny when you spin them out like they're nothing. When you say it's like, I want to turn my hat backwards right now and do it. But that's because Rocky.
Power, man.
That's because Rocky did it. And it's not even Sylvester Stallone. That was Rocky
right.
that did that.
Well,
that
and that's like, you know, I always ask the question, and it got thrown back to me a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't answer it. You know, if you could have dinner with any four people living or passed away, blah, blah, blah.
Rocky would be
It's always Rocky. It's not Sylvester Stallone.
Right. It would be cool to meet the guy, but from what I've heard, not really a nice guy to meet.
It depends. You know, like anything.
Just like anybody,
My
right?
sister-in-law used to work for like a home shopping company. They were based out of Minnesota. And she did a lot of work with Sly's wife.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, she would send my brother. My brother has nothing over me on anything other than his wife was in Stallone's house.
That's,
wow. And she sent him pictures of, you know, her and, yeah, and Sly and all that kind of
but
stuff.
But that's different. They're probably, you know, it's cordial there.
Yeah, it's
know?
A business. Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, there's whoever.
Yeah.
Whoever. You know, a celebrity. It doesn't even have to be a celebrity. You right. know, it can be an apple hole. But, you know, it, together at a restaurant with friends, you know, they're different. So
yeah.
I think it's rare that you find those people, and you are one of these, that, you know, it's just a down to earth. It doesn't matter if they're a fighter, a plumber, a garbage guy. I mean, Tyrone Booz was a sanitation worker.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and former WBO cruiserweight of the champ, blah, 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 blah.
But that's also what makes you
who you are,
champion caliber. Right. That's what makes you, gives you the drive, that the persistency and all that.
This week, I broke off a water faucet on my side of my house.
And
I put it on social media, and all the bare knuckle guys who are skilled tradesmen, Rick Caruso up in Virginia, and Travis, they're all on there to give me advice, like, buy this, do this, send me a video. Like, because those kind of people.
We're friends.
Right. Yeah, we're friends. Exactly. Well, I did too. I texted them. Call
yeah,
a plumber.
You called
them. That's what I did.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, how about this? So,
but there's a satisfaction of doing it yourself.
Yeah, no, it's not. I get
like, Steve
no,
gets
is,
it. Like, every time he closes that garage door, he gets a feeling
so
of achievement.
So, we need some plumbing stuff done too, right?
Yeah.
So, I put it on Facebook, and you know, who do you know? And Ralph Garcia, you know, a lot of people recommended,
right.
And Ralph Garcia recommended. And I'm like, all right, because Ralph recommended, and, you know, it's a small, and, you know, you hope that they'll come and at least do a decent job,
right.
Because
right.
You know, I know, he knows.
Yes.
And so, I texted, he called me. We texted back and forth. He goes, you're the one that got me into MMA.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Like, really?
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And he goes, yeah, cool. I won a meet and greet with Matt Hughes.
Oh, wow.
And then I've trained for 10 or 15 years since then. So he's at one of the houses today at Sean's house.
That's another one that you would like to meet, Matt Hughes. What he's been through his entire life, oh, my God, that's...
I'll tell. All right, this is Steve's line. You're all out of stories, Randy. So I've never been madder than when Colby Covington beat Robbie Lawler, not because he won, I don't care, is after the fight, when he was being interviewed, he said, I don't want to say quote, I'm sure some words are off, he said, you would have thought Robbie Lawler would have learned to get off the track when the train's coming.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? Yeah. So I got pissed off.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Matt and I are such good friends that when the accident happened, I had media all over the world calling me.
Wow.
Asking me questions.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt and I went to Paris and blah, 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 blah. And so I texted Matt. I was pissed.
Yeah.
And he laughed. He goes, it's kind of funny. Now, I don't know if he sounded that way because it's a text. I always
right.
do that, you
yeah.
know. I mean, he was cool with it. So I'm like, all right, you know.
I mean,
Matt Hughes is a good dude.
But you got to also, that's what I was saying. You got to also understand who Matt Hughes is, and which obviously you do. But also when you're in that spotlight, everything's going to be thrown at you. Things
sure.
should be said all the time. Things will be said about your family, dumb stuff, you know. So he knows how to brush it off his shoulders. I'm not quite in that category. So if you say something
of being
wrong,
able to brush it off.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. You say something stupid, I'll be in your face.
Yeah, we wanted you to go with us yesterday. I know business comes first.
Yeah.
But did you see those photos hanging out with those gators?
That was very cool.
Two feet from 15 gators.
That's what people don't understand. Like, I mean,
you're not here.
No, but I'm not here to play and have fun.
Right.
Like, even, like, Matt calls me to do stuff. You know, come on, do this.
And why do you answer?
Because well, I need someone to hold
friend.
The fitting of the
yeah.
pipe to put it back together.
yeah.
I need someone to glue it.
Well, while you're here, can you help me do this?
I mean, he drained my ice tub for me while I was
true.
On vacation.
Yes, I did.
He,
I felt so stupid.
He knocked out the drain tube. And
I wouldn't have a problem going to Matt's house when he's not there.
No, it's not bad. Apparently, it's a nice time.
I don't want to be there when he's there.
No, I just my problem is when I come to camp, I'm here for work.
And you should be.
And
yeah.
That's like
the professionalism
lot,
that's lacking.
Like I see a lot of other people, and this sounds really bad, but like even like Easter, the very next day was my birthday, April Fool's Day. My whole life's a joke. But like I don't take time off. Easter, I was still in the gym. I was still working out, losing weight. My birthday, I worked out three times that day. Like, that's just what I do. It's just another,
well, just another day. Right?
Yeah, and you have to.
Because a lot of people celebrate every holiday because it's a break.
Whether
and
they're
lazy.
Christian or not.
I get that. Like,
whether they're Mexican or not.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm
whoa.
Saying
yeah,
Cinco de Mayo
yeah, exactly.
or Mexican Independence.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
St. Patrick's
yeah, yeah,
Day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep. No, you're right. And I get, listen.
Valentine's Day.
The family life, all that stuff. I totally get that stuff. It's just I'm in a totally different mindset when I'm in camp. When I'm in camp, I'm in work. So, like, even dumb things. Like, I talk to my kids and my wife every single day.
I wouldn't call that dumb.
No, I'm just saying. No, what I mean by that is, like,
you have another black eye.
Yeah, I would. No, but, like, when I'm pulling up to the gym, I'm still on the phone with them. I'm like, all right, I'm at the gym. Right. It's not like, oh, well, you know, let me spend another 10, 15 minutes. I'm at the gym.
Does that work when you say I'm at the gym?
No. My wife, she doesn't want to talk to me as it is.
Well, I was going to say, I'm going to use that when Matt calls. Yeah. I'm at the gym. I got to go.
Yeah. I'm at the radio. No, you're not. I'm here already. Oh, sorry, Steve. No. Sorry, buddy.
Good. Don't hit the talent.
No, I'm so focused on work when I'm at work, like whether it's fighting or actual work
now,
back home.
Compared to a fight camp up north, is there more distraction in Florida because of the weather and there's so much going on here?
Well, no, he doesn't.
That's why I come here.
That's pretty strong.
This sounds really bad, like, for viewers that are listening and all the listeners.
There's only one
viewers.
Of us.
Yeah,
it's just me.
There's only two of us. Yeah. Well, three. Steve's out there.
Well, the camera's on. So.
Yeah. Well, like, the problem is, like, when I'm here, it's kind of to escape all the frustrations back home, and I don't mean my family.
Distractions, right.
It's all the distractions, right. So, like, the little things. You get bills in the mail. Okay, I don't get them when I'm in Florida. I still get them. Don't get me wrong. I still have them.
Right.
I still get
you just don't
conversations
see them.
About them.
Right.
It's just it's kind of a way of giving yourself a little bit of a relief from all that frustrations.
That's important for fighters to recognize and leave their city or their camp or their
But it also kills me because, like, my kids, my son is four. He's going to be 15 in July. I missed his birthday last year. This year, my daughter's birthday is on the 18th. Our anniversary is on the 19th. But guess what? I'm fighting the 12th. Her birthday party is supposed to be on the 14th. If I don't leave immediately and start driving back home, I'll miss her birthday party. So, I mean, like, that's the type
sacrifice.
Of stuff that's
The sacrifice
tough.
Is grave. Yeah, but, great. I mean,
and it is a sacrifice. It's really bad. Like, and they'll brush off, like, oh, don't worry about it. I do worry about it. I can tell them all I want, like, how important they are to me. They're my family. These are my kids. That's my wife. I'm with you guys for a reason. Like, I love my wife. I love my children. I do anything and everything for them. The fighting is, everyone says, oh, I fight for my family. You don't. You fight for yourself. You fight for yourself because you have it in you. Like the Rocky, you know, I have that in me. So, like, okay, I can make some money doing it. And this is something I enjoy doing. So I do love fighting. That's why I do it, but it does hurt when I do that to my family.
Sure, to be away from.
Yeah.
I just want to not correct you, which is normal, Matt, but when you said as a fighter, it's distractions are bad no matter what it is.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, remember we were doing a show back when you were a pizza guy, and my phone called, my phone rang, and it had something to do with a bank and a credit card that somebody got my credit card.
Oh, wow.
And I answered the phone during a break. And then Dave Feldman was calling, and you had to do the Dave, because now I'm distracted.
Yep.
And I'm outside.
Yep. Right.
You know, that's why I try not to even bring the phone in. I don't want to be distracted during what we're supposed to do. So it's not just fighting.
No, but that's like, if you see, whenever I come to the radio show, first thing I always do is I turn my ringer off. Like, it's how I am with everything.
It took him 9 years to
remember to turn his ringer off. I believe it.
Well, I don't have any fans to know it calls.
Yeah. it's not
fans. Well, it's always a problem when someone's calling, right?
Right. It's your bill collectors and all that stuff.
A lot of those.
That's why I put mine on silent. I want to hear it. I'm like, I don't care
but,
to hear
but
it.
But the biggest thing out of that whole segment, and I believe so much is true, what Randy said, something that is just going to change my life. He actually the first person to do it. Do you know what you said?
Could you quit?
No, you said he used to be a pizza guy. I've been working so hard to change my identity because that's all people knew me as.
You really wasn't a pizza guy when you were a pizza guy.
That's true. But only people who knew me knew that. Like, the rest of the community just saw me as a pizza guy.
Yeah,
and now I'm showing my value to the world, like motivation and accountability.
I see all the speeches and everything that you're doing.
Yeah,
that's great.
Man. So, but you're the first person to give me, like, the former known as.
Yeah, but I never considered you a pizza guy.
Well, because, like, I treat it like the military. Like, once a pizza guy, always a pizza guy. Like, I always love the industry.
Yeah.
I want to make a contribution to it to improve it because it was so good to me for so long.
Right.
I don't want to just leave 20 years of my body of work and just walk away and not have it.
And
I think that's the hard thing for any pro athlete.
Well,
to walk away.
It's anybody.
You know how hard that is for, like, a fighter? Like, you got to realize, like, I just celebrated my 41st birthday. How much longer am I going to be doing this? That's a very big thing.
Wes Sims was just here.
Yeah.
All right. So he fought 8 years ago, whatever it was, and he doesn't watch MMA anymore. It's a lot of athletes, and I've talked about this before, when they're done, like a lot of NFL guys, they sever ties.
Well, my thing is, like, I don't – everyone asks me, like, oh, what about this fight? What about that fight? I'm like, I don't know. It's like, what do you mean you don't know? I'm like, I don't watch it. I do it. Like – like, well, are you going to watch this fight? Like, no.
Well, there's
got stuff to do.
Like, there's that famous quote, too. Like, it's like the warrior in the arena and then the people watching from the stands, right? It's like, you know, where's your place in your career, in your life? Like, where are you going to sit or are you going to stand? On the sideline in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
But you're the man in the arena. You're the one living it.
I've never liked, like, even my fights, when my fights are over, I don't care to watch them.
Right.
People ask me, like, you know, what about this fight? What about that fight? I'm like, what about it? Like, what do you want to know? It's like, well, did you watch it? I was like, I don't need to. I already know what happened. I actually lived it.
Right.
I did it. Like, this scar, that happened, that fight. That one happened, this fight.
Now,
like,
now, do you watch interviews? Like, will you go back and watch this interview?
I do watch. That's funny.
You can watch yourself.
I love watching interviews because I'm like, dude, I did say some stupid things.
that's
okay, Kelly, you're right. I did.
So maybe he
probably shouldn't have said that.
Maybe Matt should start watching this and he could say the same thing.
No, well,
I just became a Knockout Radio fan like 2 weeks ago. I liked the fan page.
That's good.
For 10 years, I didn't,
funny.
I was like Randy. I didn't go on. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to get credit or blame for taking content or something
saying
that wasn't
something
mine.
Wrong, something, I know.
So, but I don't follow any real shows. I mean, I just kind of see what's current before I get to the station.
I've always been that way, and I feel bad because, like, you get all these like this page, like that page on Facebook, on Instagram, all that stuff. I just don't really do any of that.
So, when you have full control of what you take in, what is your choice? Like, streaming? Do you like, what content are you listening to? Is it motivational videos? Is it music? Is it sitcoms? Like, what do you enjoy?
Things?
Yeah.
That's
I can't
question.
Believe that you need motivation speeches.
The one thing that's pretty it does help.
Does it?
I like it when I go to Matt's and
stop
we sit,
lying.
I'm dead serious. When we go in the saunas, like we sit in the sauna, he always has motivational speaking on.
See, that's why I don't go. That's why
I love it.
I do.
But
there's two problems about that. About
Matt
what you said.
And
Matt
and
no, I'll do the sauna.
Yeah. Well, the sauna's not at Diddy's house.
I
to my house, there's no problem.
I want a sauna. But
did you really?
I want one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want one. I just don't want him in it. Yeah. I don't want him around it.
Makes sense.
And he can't motivate me. So
well, at least there's not enough room in the ice barrel for us to both get in.
Yeah. Well, he'll make a way. Matt'll make a way.
I'm slippery.
Yeah.
No, but the motivational parts changed my life so much that my wife is the one that told me, she's like, what you listen to pollutes you. Like, it can affect you.
I get that.
If you're filling it with negativity versus positivity, and so listening to motivational speaking has literally unlocked different parts of my brain better.
I've had things unlocked by the Bee Gees and ABBA and some of the Scorpions. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, music, lyrics,
that's
storytelling.
That's a very good question. Like, I honestly,
Stop.
I don't need the motivational speaking. I I'm so easy and so basic. Like, I don't need anything.
So
give me something to do.
You know Theodore Roosevelt said, walk quietly and carry a big stick.
Well, there's part of that you don't do. You have a big stick.
You're at Diddy's house?
I'm saying he's got a big stick.
Did you see me?
Come on, man. Come on.
How do you know these things?
I literally have no idea what he's talking about.
That's a home run right there. That's a walk-off. Can I just do a mic drop? A bat drop?
I wish the station could drop you.
But the original motivational speaker, Donnie Mattingly. Go ahead and read that for
Don
the fans.
Mattingly.
What's it say there, Trav?
Because you've already read it 3 times.
Go to bat for yourself.
Go to bat for yourself.
Well, I mean, I like that.
This is probably 1985. I mean, when I was a kid, this is where we would go to celebrate.
There's plenty of people that have said things like that.
Well, not Donnie Baseballs. I mean,
I've never seen.
Did you say mediocre to the legend? I mean, what Rocky is for Philadelphia, Don Baseball is for Evansville, Indiana. He was that guy. And I remember, met him.
Where? Yeah.
Evansville, Indiana.
There's a big difference between what it means.
But I'm saying, but for our community,
like Philadelphia.
But our community, he was that Rocky figure. I mean, the one who could make it.
This will sum up your whole BS that's boring the hell out of me. Are you known in your city?
I don't know. I haven't been there in 25 years.
Because normally you say yes. So
honestly, Don Mattingly is huge.
Huge.
I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but I would think that Reggie Miller's going to be bigger in Indiana than Don Mattingly.
I mean, basketball's a bigger sport.
That's the only reason.
But for my small town, like my community.
Hold on a second. Basketball's a bigger sport than baseball
in Indiana.
In Indiana.
It's all basketball.
Is that like that in Philadelphia?
It's all basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
And racing. We put motors on everything.
I don't think basketball's big anywhere.
How many times did Jordan beat Reggie Miller though?
But see that. So in the Midwest, we all.
But you do remember when Reggie Miller scored 47 points in 9 seconds.
That nobody forgets that.
Because of Spike Lee. If Spike Lee would have kept his butt in the seat and his mouth shut, that would have never happened.
Spike Lee is the Brooklyn version of Rocky.
Yeah.
Right? No, I mean, like every community has like a Jordan for Chicago.
No,
we are out of time, Trav. I apologize.
That's all right.
I meant to send it to you.
Yeah, that's cool.
And
Jesus from Bethlehem.
And we're going to end on that
The
one.
Original.
We're going to end on that one.
Number one.
Numero uno.
We'll see everybody next week. Steve and I will come to you live from the Apex. We have a special co-host replacing the co-host who may or may not be back in a couple weeks. Until then, best of luck. Have fun next Friday.
I will.
And we'll be back next week. See everybody.
Go to Apex.